What is up, family? It's your boy Larry G back again with another episode of Where I'm At, the podcast. Are you guys ready for this episode? Before we dive into this time's episode, however you listen to this, I really don't care how you guys listen to it. I just care that you listen. I just want to give my time and thoughts and prayers once again to the people who have been affected by Hurricane Harvey. My thoughts and prayers are with you. If you can help with the relief effort, I urge you to help any way you can, whether that's just sharing things on social media or actually donating money. Those people down there really need your help. I currently live in Louisiana. Texas is right there. So I feel your pain. I really do. So, like I was saying, this episode is all about why I like the man, the myth, soon to be mogul, Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary Vaynerchuk. It's all about the influence he's had on me and my dedication to becoming a successful business person. Whether you love him, you hate him, you have to respect him. I hope you enjoy my thoughts on the man, the myth, and as I said before, soon to be mogul, Gary Vaynerchuk. My name is Larry G, and this is where I'm at. Gary Vaynerchuk is a business and marketing god. He doesn't claim to be, but the man is simply on fire. He took over his family wine business and made millions. He's entered the marketing and tech world and made millions. As an investor, he's made, you guessed it, millions. His marketing company makes, I don't know, millions. And to top it all off, the man does things the right way. He often says things like, doing the right thing is always the right thing. Simply put, if you haven't heard of Gary Vaynerchuk, you need to listen to the man. The man knows what he's talking about. The man is hella smart. But his content is not for the faint of heart. He swears a lot. He's super energetic. People have thought that he was on cocaine, on drugs, on all kinds of other things, and the man isn't. He's simply that much on fire for whatever he is behind. And I'll get into that a little later. I was put on to Gary V by my former boss. He mentioned the name, I Googled it, and I was hooked. From the way he carries himself to the simple ideologies he believes in to the swearing, I freaking love Gary V and everything about him. He's smart, witty, humble, and full of spunk. On top of it all, I caught the wave just as Daily V was being created. On top of running multiple businesses, being awesome at social, having a family, the man now does a daily vlog show to show the world that he's really about what he preaches. I mean, when I first found Gary, he wasn't doing Daily V, but he still had lots of interesting content out there. He was really helpful in the advice space. He had the Ask Gary V show, which was very helpful, very insightful. I actually wrote in a couple times. My questions didn't get answered, but that's beside the point. Gary simply was and still is the man before Daily V. Daily V just took everything to a different level. Another reason why I love Gary is because there are no courses. There's no sign up for my email list to get X, Y, or Z. It's just a ton of motivation and examples. He tells you how to go do shit while he's doing the shit. He gives practical advice for those who don't know where to get started. He's honest and everything is simple. Just do it. He didn't steal that from Nike, or maybe he did. The only thing he wants is your attention. and for you to buy his book if you think it will help you or if you just want to support him. Gary, Gary doesn't ask for anything except attention, and then he asks you to go do. He would much rather you go do something than have your attention, which is weird for a business person who thrives on attention. I don't have to understand it. That's just what he says, and I believe the man. He knows how to make money. He's a master salesman. If you haven't heard his story, I'm not going to tell it to you because I do a shitty job. He would do a way better job telling you his own story. In fact, just go look up any of his keynotes. He usually gives an abbreviated version, and you can learn his history, where he comes from, how he became who he is, and all that other stuff by listening to that. Or I'm just going to shout out the freaking podcast that he does called the Gary V Audio Experience. It's not a traditional podcast. It's usually a lot of audio from his keynotes or Ask Gary V, or maybe he just has a rant or something going on. But if you really care about him, you'll go over there and listen to that. It's really interesting. I'm a subscriber. I listen. The thing that really made me go all in for Gary was how real and supportive his team is. When India, those of you who will know her from the Ask Gary V show, was the person asking questions on Ask Gary V to D-Rock, who films his daily show, the whole team are all in for him and the betterment of the company VaynerMedia. I think they all really love what they do, the company they work for, and the man running the show. If you need inspiration and motivation to do anything, not just business related, I mean anything, go watch or listen to some Gary V. He'll kick your ass into gear and you'll enjoy every second of it. Now, earlier I mentioned that Gary is not motivated by all these other things that normal people are motivated by. His sole motivation, that he says, is to one day buy the New York Jets. That thought, that goal, literally drives everything else that he's done. And I'm not going to spoil the story for you. I really want you guys to go listen to it from him. Go listen to it from the horse's mouth. Just take my word that you will enjoy most of what Gary says. If you like listening to me, you'll enjoy Gary. So, I know that this was basically an endorsement for him. I'm not getting paid. He's not a sponsor of the show. Although I would accept a sponsorship, Gary, if you're willing. Starting a podcast like you suggested. If you like this episode, consider subscribing to the podcast. There are no ads and there are no sponsors for now, but I'm open. I'm also open to topic ideas. Simply find me on Twitter at It's Larry G Yo. That's ItsLarryGYO. Or send me an email at itslarrygcreations@gmail.com. I'm also a freelance creator in South Louisiana, so if you need creative services, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can see my work by visiting my website at itslarryg.com. That's ITSLARRYG.com. If you enjoy the podcast, consider leaving a review or a rating, send in a comment. If you're listening on Anchor, call into the show. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say. I'm still putting together topics for the podcast and would appreciate any recommendations you guys have. I hope you all have a great day, great night, great run, whatever you do when you listen to podcasts or you listen to the sweet sound of my voice. My name is Larry G, and as always, this is where I'm at.